Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beatty is with me here in studio today to tell us about all the stories that, well, you just might have missed around the country this week. How's things?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm great, yeah. We recovered after our trip to the Curragh last Friday.
Yes, you went on your holidays to Kildare last Friday.
I did. It was a great time.
And we brought out the sun for you as well.
I know.
We knew you were coming. More sunshine today. So my big plan for the weekend is we got sails for our pergola.
Go on.
Yeah,
a friend of mine has these actually.
Right. Now, so the problem is, you know, these small estate gardens.
Yeah.
It's a bad or good complaint. We're kind of trapped with the sun where it's nearly too hot sometimes.
God love you.
So now we've got these sails that give you a bit of shade.
Yeah.
So they're up, but I haven't tried them out yet. So the plan this afternoon, if the weather holds, is to sit out and enjoy them.
Under your sails.
Under my sails.
Oh my God.
Pretend I'm on a yacht.
You are so glam, Shane Beatty. I love it. Right. What are we missing Waterford this week?
Well, this is a frightening story basically to kick off. It's from Waterford and it's a social media trend that just seems bizarre. So a councillor in Waterford has issued an urgent warning following reports of people, if you don't mind, jumping off Lismore Bridge into the Blackwater for fun. It's a beautiful bridge, but not somewhere you'd want to be jumping off. So this is Councillor Dunica Mulcahy, who says the activity is an accident waiting to happen. Now, the Examiner has confirmed the reports and that those engaging in the activity of jumping off the bridge are doing so for social media content. It's obviously something like a trend that you see on, I don't know, TikTok or Snapchat or Instagram. But the councillor says what may appear to be harmless fun or a social media stunt could have devastating consequences. Now, he has been in touch with the local school. Apparently, they've been fantastic in dealing with him. And the idea is he wants to get the message out to parents and students to stop further incidents. And if anyone sees any young people in particular jumping off Lismore Bridge, get in touch with the authorities. It's not safe and it needs to stop. Nothing is worth risking your life for. And certainly not just to get likes on social media.
My God.
And there's people in canoes going under who are just horrified seeing these young people jumping off the bridge above them.
How good are you at ordering coffee at Scaliger? Well, not just your coffee, but your lunch and your dinner.
Brutal at anything. Anything like this to do with
Irish. Well, this cafe in Carlow, that isn't for you.
I'd be lost in this cafe because they all speak Irish in the cafe. It's a new one, new cafe open in Carlow. It's called Lower August Lattes. That's the name of it. I'll explain why. So it's a new cafe where you can order coffee, cake. You can also buy a book and have a conversation at Scaliger because the cafe has opened its doors in Carlow in the past couple of weeks. And the owner says that the support from locals has been unbelievable up to now. So Carlow Live tells us Patrice Gallagher has set it up. So Patrice went on Daft and saw premises, rang the landlord and said, "Hiya, I want to set up a cafe at Scaliger." And the landlord loved the idea. Apparently the landlord had different approaches from businesses like phone shops and vape shops who wanted to set up. So then when the landlord heard about a cafe, Oscar Elga jumped at the idea.
It is a good idea though.
Now, Patrice isn't actually fluent in Irish, which I find is interesting as well. So the two staff members who work in the cafe are fully fluent, but Patrice describes herself as an intermediate Irish speaker, so not.
But that probably makes it more accessible then to punters.
I think so.
You know,
yes.
You wouldn't be intimidated that you don't feel, "God, I haven't good enough Irish to go in."
And this is kind of where the idea came from. So Patrice's husband is from Gweedore, and her friend is a Gaelgore. So Patrice wanted to learn a bit more Irish, and the friend said, "You need to find places where they speak Irish every day." And she said, "I couldn't find anywhere like that," and that's where the idea
came
from. So it's Irish language coffee and bookshop.
So it's Lower and August Lattes.
Lower August Lattes. It's in Carlow Town at the Potato Market there, and there's going to be evening events, pop up Gaeltacht quizzes, and things like that. But if you have the Cúpla Focal, go to Carlow. Well, we're talking about lollipop ladies for our next story from Galway.
First job.
Stop. Yeah. Sorry, in my notes I had written down, "I think you'd be a great lollipop lady."
Oh, sure, of course. The shouting and roaring of me.
And you have, you know,
stop the traffic.
You have the height.
Take up positions.
Yeah, the height and the stature. I never knew you did this.
Well, like I did it when I was in, I don't know, fifth class or sixth class. I still can remember. Stop the traffic. Take up positions.
Oh my God.
Now. There you go.
You need to get back into
this. Sure, you know the way I love a good rule and the law. Yes. So like this was me being a child cop.
The dream.
At like 12. I loved it.
Well, this would be a grand job for you now. And you've already done it. So we're going to Galway because a lollipop lady who's been keeping school children safe at a busy Galway City crossing for 5 decades says she's no intention of retiring anytime soon. This would be a grand gig for you when you're older, in your 70s and 80s, because Anne Quinn, since 1976, has worked as a lollipop lady. She's 84 and she works outside Skull Katrina Junior on the Renmore Road in Galway, and she says she wouldn't change her job for anything.
Yeah.
Absolutely loves it. Nothing could compare. I have the best of everything in my job. Who says this about this being their dream job? She says the pay is good, the holidays are good, and it's great sociability as well. And she said, I love it. If I didn't love it, I wouldn't be getting up on a cold, wet, windy morning.
You're standing outside in the pouring rain.
Yeah. Well, she says whether it's a heat wave or a winter downpour, that the kids are great. Mm. The little ones come up to her and they pick flowers and give her flowers.
Oh, God.
It's very, very cute. Now, she says,
I don't recall getting any flowers, now,
no,
to be honest.
No, you were too strict. That was the problem. She says that the job has changed over the decades and traffic remains busy. But actually, the number of kids who need her has gone down, because do you know the way some parents have to drive their kid practically into the classroom these days? They have to get as close to the front door as possible. So there's not as many kids coming to the crossing. But she says she absolutely loves it. She told the Irish Independent, as well as being a lollipop lady, she loves doing yoga and set dancing. And at 84 has no interest in retiring. I was wondering as well, I reckon that she has parents and even grandparents now who come to her, who remember her when they were kids, and now their kids are coming to her, or even their grandchildren.
Fabulous story.
It's a gorgeous story. So well done to Anne Quinn.
No. Baby, do you know that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say
so we're talking about heaven on earth here, because we're talking about Limerick and Adair Manor, which is being described as heaven on earth by a Hollywood actor. Did you know that the Adair Manor staff listened to us on Lunchtime Live?
No.
Yes. So when I was there recently, got out of the car and they said, well, you go to the gate, so you have to, your name has to be on the door. So you go to the gate and they said, hello, you're welcome back.
Yeah.
Went up to the front door and they said that they'd heard me on the radio at 12:30 that day. They'd heard me. And they listen, and some of them listen in the morning to me on breakfast briefing as well. So hello to everyone in Adair Manor. It is a beautiful place, and someone big is going to get married in Adair Manor very, very shortly. No, not Taylor. Sorry, I'm sick of Taylor Swift and this wedding. I'm over it
Sure, apparently now today she's already married.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the divorce at this stage. Anyway, Brian Austin Green we're talking about here. Do you know him?
Come on.
I think you would. So he was in a show called Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, yes, Jesus, I loved that show.
I thought you would.
Yeah.
And he was with Megan Fox for years as well. So now he's moved on and he's getting married.
Oh,
and the
God,
Limerick
yeah.
Leader says that Brian Austin Green has revealed the venue for his wedding is going to be Limerick's Adair Manor.
Why?
He went on Instagram to confirm that the 5-star resort has been officially booked to host his upcoming nuptials with his fiancée Sharna Burgess. Now, she is a former professional dancer on Dancing with the Stars in the US, and she put up a picture on Instagram of the couple at Adair Manor saying wedding venue found. So they went there recently, booked the hotel for a wedding, and I don't know when the wedding is, but they also went into Adair Town Park. The only problem is they think that this is always the Irish weather, so they went when it was lovely and sunny and they say they were blessed with the weather. Brian went out with Megan Fox for years. They've 3 children together, by the way. And they
He's one of the main characters from the show.
From 90210, And after 10 years of marriage, they announced their breakup in 2020. Now he's with Sharna. They welcomed their first child together in 2022, got engaged 3 years ago. Only now they're booking the venue. And as the Limerick Leader says, known as Ireland's most luxurious venue, the couple's wedding at Adair Manor is going to be one of elegance and extravagance.
I look forward to the TikTok content. Finally.
I want to take you to the island and trace your footprints and the sand. And in the evening, when the sun goes down. down.
Well, we're talking here about one of my favourite places in the world, which is Achill Island.
Right.
Try and go there about once a year because I love it. Yeah, I love it. Love it. It's so relaxing. Just drive over the bridge into Achill and you switch off totally.
I've never been.
Oh, you should go. You'd love it.
I know. It's. Do you know what? I'm trying to make a better effort to see more of Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on my list. I am determined this year I want to go to one of the islands.
Okay, we'll go to Achill. That's an easy start because there's a bridge, so you don't have to go on a boat.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
That's an easy start for you. Easy into it. But anyway, everyone else seems to love Achill Island as well as me because the global travel site Big Seven Travel has named Achill Island the 8th best island in the world.
Stop.
Now you're talking paradise islands here.
I hear. Up against the Caribbean and...
Up against Thailand, Caribbean, Achill is the 8th best in the world. So they did a list of the 50 best islands in the world, now in its 7th year. And the list includes breathtaking islands from around the globe, each offering unique experiences and natural beauty. Achill ranked very highly because of its pristine beaches. Now, it's called Keem Bay, but the locals call it Kem Bay, which is... always voted as one of the best beaches in the world. It's absolutely stunning. And the crystal clear waters, you have the basking sharks you can see there. It's just gorgeous. And according to Big Seven, the small island off Ireland's Atlantic coast knows how to show off because the island is a kaleidoscope of colour from pink sunrises and turquoise seas to moss green hills and fiery sunsets.
I'm just looking at the list here.
So this is the top 10.
So just for perspective now, while Achill comes in 8th place in the list of 10. It's beaten only by, in 7th position, Seychelles.
I know.
And the Bahamas. In 6th. Give me a break.
The Galapagos Islands are in that list as well.
Do you know?
Sri Lanka.
I haven't been. I can't comment now on Achill, but I would hazard a guess somehow.
I'm more upset about the fact that in the top 10 best islands in the world, the only one I have been to is Achill Island. So I haven't been to any of the other ones more far flung.
Gotcha.
But it beats some of those gorgeous Greek islands like Milos as well. And how they pick this, Big Seven's editors get the scores from previous media results, travel awards. They look at social media awareness, all that stuff, apply their in-house editorial expertise to draw up the final list of 50, and Achill is in 8th. So you'll have to go there.
I will. Enjoy your gardening and your sails over your pergola.
Have you anything on?
I'm going to take that tomorrow night.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. But they're absolutely, I love take that.
Yeah.
I love, and they play here a lot, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though they don't have Robbie, but.
That'd be amazing. I heard Jonathan Healy saying during the week his wife is going with her school friends who went to a gig in the 90s
amazing.
Would take that.
Amazing.
And now they're going in 2026.
Oh, they'll have a ball.
Yeah.
Absolute ball. Shane Beattie, Breakfast Briefing, back Monday at 6. Shane, thanks a million for joining us here.
Have a lovely weekend.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.